Hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. We're doing something a little different today. Last week, Ingram Micro Canada kicked off its annual partner experience tour of road shows with a stop in Toronto, and I stopped by to check it out. While I was there, I grabbed some time with a trio of Ingram executives from whom you'll hear on this podcast. First of all, we start with Lang Moffitt, Vice President of Business Solutions at Ingram Micro Canada. Lang's presentation at the event focused on a changing culture at Ingram Micro Canada, a sense of agility and nimbleness, and the willingness to take more risk with its reseller customers than ever before. Lang expands on those themes, sharing why Ingram is taking more risks, how it's doing so, and what that is meaning both for the solution providers it's working with and for the distributor itself. Next up, we're joined by Savio Lee, who heads up Ingram Micro Canada's Internet of Things strategy. Maybe it's been quiet about it, but there's a lot going on in terms of helping Canadian solution providers realize IoT opportunities with their customers. Savio shares some details of the distributor strategy in the space and lets us know when we can expect to hear a whole lot more on the topic. And finally, Ingram Micro Cloud Director Greg Onoprienko joins us to discuss the growth and evolution of the cloud business in Canada, as well as giving us a preview of the distributor's annual Cloud Summit event later this week, which we'll be covering live. Three big interviews and lots of interesting content. Let's get right into it. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast, live from the Ingram Micro Canada Partner Experience. All right, we're joined now by Lang Moffitt, Vice President of Business Solutions. Lang, thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome. It's exciting times in our market these days.
Always interesting times in this industry. In your presentation this morning, you touched on kind of the new culture at Ingram and how you guys have been evolving the business. And one of the things I thought was really interesting was you talking about how Ingram is more willing to take a risk with customers, resellers, than it has been in the past. And I think everyone understands why distribution has naturally been pretty much as risk-averse as they come. Can you touch on how you're taking risks with partners?
Yeah, so it comes down at first to really the customer experience. So central to our whole livelihood at Ingram is making sure the customer satisfaction is the highest levels it can be. But customer satisfaction is a very tricky thing because, you know, there's a lot of elements to it. And when you talk to, you know, one customer, he has a different satisfaction level than the others. I mean, there's table stakes in distribution, and all the distribution partners do a good job at the table stakes. But what is the differentiator? And so a couple things I touched on today in our talk was, the first thing is, you know, the vendors are important partners too. And again, if you can help them and enable them to work together with the distribution partner and the reseller, together the three of you are a lot stronger than two of you. So we're really focused on the vendors and the customers together to then bring a solution or an opportunity to the reseller. But you know what I mentioned about is you know how we're willing to go below the extra mile. We've heard loud and clear that a lot of our the smaller resellers are saying, hey, you know, distribution isn't willing to take a risk with me or a chance with me. And we took that to heart and said, so, you know, what if we were willing to do that and how would it be? And so we started doing some things where we're, you know, looking at people's businesses and interviewing them and talking to them, and they're saying, hey, we'll invest in this customer. We'll give them a chance to have some credit that, you know, are bigger than they would normally get. And what we're finding is a very refreshing thing is it's allowing them to go after bigger deals, bigger opportunities, not worry about how they're going to be able to procure the product, more worry about giving the solution in there. But what we're finding is the customers then are coming back for more, and tie that with the vendors that are there, we're supporting them with more inventory than we've ever had before. We're finding this, you know, almost like a flywheel where it's starting to repeat itself, and we're getting a better customer experience, a better vendor experience. And again, that risk we took is a risk. I mean, and you know, we're in distribution, but we're finding it's working.
What do you see as the next steps in sort of the customer experience journey for Ingram Micro Canada?
Well, you know, the days of just you know, buying and selling an item at a margins, you know, that's not adding any value to the equation. So what we're finding, and you know, everyone in the industry is going to have to evolve to this, is what kind of value can you add? And value is, you know, an overused phrase, but value as in how are you helping them go either up in the solution rank stack and say, hey, you know, here's some things that we can help enable you to go and sell this, because you've already got that customer and you're selling them this solution, but we've got these other solutions. You want to, you know, broaden your scope and really become a trusted, loyal advisor to that customer of yours, and we'll help you get there. And, you know, we've invested heavily in people and training at Ingram, more than we ever have before, to be able to help you enable, as in the reseller, enable them to go out and get business they wouldn't necessarily have got after before, because they can leverage our resources. And we're finding, again, that's another advantage. If you can help them solution sell and they don't have to have all these expensive technical resources and leverage ours, then they get success and that begets more success.
You also touched on, and this is something I've heard you guys speak about in the past, the sort of the traditional distribution strengths around logistics and shipping and reverse logistics and those kinds of things, but expanding that out and making that something that is not just a service you provide to your solution provider customers, but that those solution provider customers can then provide to their customers. Is that still an opportunity that you see as underutilized or underrealized in the channel?
Oh, it's absolutely underutilized, because I think when you do any awareness of an Ingram, you'll say, you know, that big disty. And that was years ago. But, you know, we're also a massive logistics provider. And so they don't think of what they could harness us for. Do they need a full warehouse? Do they need a different size warehouse? How are they handling flexible labor at busy seasons? Why aren't you outsourcing some of that to people who have the capability, the scale, and the capacity to do it for you at a better price than you could ever do it yourself? So it only makes common sense to let, you know, people know that that's available to them to really expand their business horizons, to go after, again, maybe they want to go after B2C. Maybe they got a solution on B2C. Maybe it's just a better B2B experience, because if they can harness my capabilities, my freight rates, my logistics execution on a daily basis, they will be world class. And yet, you know, the end using customer wouldn't know it isn't them. It's actually Ingram's engine that's driving it, but they're getting a delightful customer experience from this reseller, and we're the back end of it. And again, some of the partners have started to use it, and they're super happy with it, especially on the, you know, some of these dropship programs we're running. And I think it's just something that every reseller should be aware of, and can they harness it, or do they want to go down that path? We'll engage with them. And Shipwire is allowing us to do that at an unbelievable scale. So that's a big opportunity.
All right. Brilliant. Appreciate your time, Lang.
Thanks.
All right, we're joined now by Savio Lee, who is the business lead for IoT at Ingram Micro Canada. Savio, thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You know, I certainly am not foolish enough to think that Ingram hasn't thought through Internet of Things, since it's a movement which is you know, potentially reshaping the industry and business in general. But I have to admit, when I was looking through the sessions guide for today's event, and I saw IoT as a breakout topic, I thought, you know, I haven't heard a lot from Ingram about IoT as sort of a strategy. Can you maybe walk us through to date how Ingram has been thinking about the IoT here in Canada?
Sure. Our goal when it comes to IoT at the end of the day is to really help our partners realize the promise of IoT, right? What we've been working in the past 12 months or so is to really identify what it takes to succeed in IoT, and the gaps in the market, and where the customer skill sets and knowledge are at this point. A lot of our first 12 months really spent on building a complete ecosystem of end-to-end IoT solution components and connectivity. And to that point, at the core of our strategy is that we are taking a solution approach. We want to enable our channel partners to provide end-to-end solution to their end customers. More importantly, we want to enable our partners to be the IT of IoT and leverage IoT to create new revenue stream, as well as grow the existing business by leveraging the opportunities created by IoT.
Okay. How are you finding what are the nature of the conversations you're having with partners, with resellers about IoT? I'm curious how many are kind of at the point of trying to figure out where they play in it versus sort of having more concrete action plans at this point. Just where do you see that kind of breaking out right now?
Well, I think the number one question that's on every IT system integrator mind is, you know, how do I monetize IoT? You know, I'm sure everyone is really excited about the potential of IoT in terms of the number of devices, as well as the connectivity, as well as the recurring revenue that it creates. But what they're really trying to understand is where they fit in the entire ecosystem. And that's where Ingram Micro really comes in, right? We augment our partners to provide them a complete end-to-end solutions. Our traditional partners, for example, would focus on the security and network and maybe on the infrastructure side of things. And where we come in and augment them to provide an end-to-end solution is on the operational technology side of things, such as sensors and all. We have significantly expanded our portfolio to include a lot of sensors and gateway vendors, as well as building a robust ecosystem of vendors and solutions on the cloud and analytics fronts as well.
Perfect. Where does it go from here? What are sort of the next steps for bringing the IoT business to light here in Canada?
Well, I think we've done a really good job in the last 12 months in bringing IoT to life. As a matter of fact, a number of our partners has taken sort of the first initial steps of being a first mover to really promote IoT in their existing customer base. And they didn't really have to build much of a practice. They essentially brought us in to meet with the lines of business or the operational folks to have that next level of business outcome discussions. And from there, we were able to move the opportunities along the sales cycle.
It sounds like the motion is very similar to what we've seen in professional services and some other areas where there's the opportunity to sort of either support or sort of do the entire backfill of partner skill sets as required based on partner specialization, business goals, all those sorts of things.
And that's exactly it. I mean, we realized that for a traditional system integrator to make a jump into IoT is a significant challenge. We have had guys who knows about network, cloud, and probably application, but doesn't really know anything about the operational and automation roles, right, and vice versa. So our approach to channel is very adaptive in terms of how we work with our partners. There are certain partners, if they are a traditional IT system integrator, we will augment them by on the operational side of things as well as on the cloud side of things. If they are an ISV, for example, we will make sure that we give them ample amount of support on a hardware layer. So our model at the end of the day is very flexible. We have certain go-to-market strategy for one of our, I would say, the five key channel partners we want to go after.
Cool. When can partners expect to hear a bit more about what's going on in the IoT game at Ingram Micro Canada?
So, you know, last 12, 14 months building solution, creating a complete ecosystem. And Ingram Micro Canada is making entry points into IoT with a major event that we're looking to launch on June 14, 2017. And the goal of this event is really, really to move past the hype of IoT and not focus on 50 billion connected devices by the year 2020. We feel that the best way we can move past the hype of IoT is by really focusing a solution. So yes, the event on June 14 is going to be it's going to be focusing a solution as well as the ecosystem of IoT vendors that Ingram Micro has built, and is a great way for our traditional partners to come, get connected, see what Ingram is doing and what they can leverage on to grow the existing business.
Perfect. We'll look forward to that. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you.
We're joined now by Greg Onoprianko, Director of Cloud at Ingram Micro Canada. Greg, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's been about a year almost a year to the date since you joined the company. Can you kind of walk us through maybe a little bit how the cloud business at Ingram Micro Canada has evolved over the year that you've been overseeing it?
Definitely. So yeah, I've been here just over a year now, and it's been a whirlwind year. The business has exploded. When I actually took over a year ago, there was two people in our cloud group in Canada, and by the end of this month, we're going to be at 15 in the Canadian cloud group. So business is going great. We've added salespeople, marketing, some technical folks. We're continuing to hire and beef out the staff. Business is going great. We're growing, almost doubling our business every month. And it's fantastic, bringing on new vendors all the time, expanding our marketplace strategy. And we're clouds in a very healthy place with Ingram Micro right now.
All right. Both on the vendor side and especially on the partner side, have you seen the conversation that you're having with them evolving in terms of the cloud business and where they're at in terms of their own cloud games?
Yeah, the cloud market is certainly maturing. I don't think it's a secret that the success in the early cloud market was from, you know, cloud-only vendors or born-in-the-cloud vendors. But what we're seeing really over the last year is an evolution of the, you know, the legacy vendors, the Ciscos, the IBMs, the HPs, you know, the traditional IT vendors who didn't necessarily have a compelling cloud play. They're finally coming to market. They're finally figuring it out and wanting to, you know, to use Ingram to launch their cloud business or the new phase of their cloud services. So we're spending a lot of time working with those vendors that have been near and dear to our hearts for many years and helping them launch their cloud strategy. So that's been going well. And you know, switching gears to the channel, they're really evolving as well. They're maturing. Although we're still doing a lot of education to the channel around cloud and, you know, the go-to-market strategies and that sort of thing, you know, a lot of them are coming to us with, you know, more sophisticated questions, kind of, you know, not quite the basics anymore. People seem to be getting the hang of it. It's less about describing the concept from scratch and more about kind of helping them evolve their strategy rather than create it from scratch.
All right, brilliant. What can partners expect from you and the Ingram Micro Cloud Group in Canada sort of over the balance of the year? What are kind of your top priorities for the group for this year?
Yeah, great question. So we've got a couple of things that we're working very hard at right now. So integrating our cloud strategy with the core organization at Ingram Micro is a top priority for us. So we've been selling cloud services for, you know, over 10 years, but really up until recently, it's really been the cloud group, the cloud organization that's kind of been doing it as a,
you know, itself.
Yeah, it's just been its own kind of self-contained entity. But really, we've made a deliberate attempt in 2017 to expand our strategy to include all of the salespeople and all the, you know, all the people throughout the entire organization to support us, because for us to hit our goals, our you know, our quotas, our objectives, it can't just be the cloud team anymore. Mm. We've got to get the entire organization behind us, and we're spending a lot of time educating the rest of the teams and enabling them to convey the strategy properly. So we're having a lot of success with that early on. The second thing I would say is a priority for us is really launching our infrastructure as a service strategy. So, you know, we have a wide portfolio of cloud services that we've been selling for a long time, but we really believe that infrastructure as a service is going to be a big, you know, launch point for us this year. So we're really investing in our relationships with, you know, Microsoft with their Azure program, AWS, IBM with their SoftLayer Bluemix offering, just to name a few examples. But we really believe we're going to have a lot of success with it. So we're investing, we're hiring resources, specialized resources to build that program out, sales resources, technical resources, billing specialists, business development people, really doubling down on this because we think it's going to pay off big time in the future.
Okay. In the shorter term, next week as we record this, or later this week as you're listening to this, dear listener, you and your team and many of your partners, I imagine, will be on a plane and headed to Phoenix for the annual Ingram Micro Cloud Summit. Can you maybe give us a little bit of a preview in terms of what Ingram's going to be focusing on at Summit and what partners can expect from the experience?
Sure, yeah. Ingram Micro Cloud Summit is our annual, you know, event. It's a global event. It's kind of the Super Bowl for us of you know, the cloud program for the year. We're going to have it's going to be a great event. You know, like I said, channel partners from all over the world, vendors, certainly the Ingram Micro Cloud team will be there in full attendance. And we're going to be celebrating our success, talking about some of the new strategies that we have. We've got some really exciting guest speakers coming in. The founder of Netflix will be presenting, the founder of Square, you know, just trying to talk about, you know, launching disruptive technologies and succeeding in a mass market. There's going to be some great dinners and awards ceremonies and celebrations and a great big wrap-up party at the end. So it's just going to be a lot of, you know, celebrating the success of the cloud and really focusing on how to continue the transformation of the channel to enable them to be successful selling cloud services globally.
All right, perfect. Thanks for your time. We'll catch up further next week in Phoenix.
No problem. We'll see you down there.
So there you have it, a quick but comprehensive overview of all things Ingram Micro, live from the Partner Experience event in Toronto. I'd like to thank Lang, Savio, and Greg for joining us on the show, and of course, Ingram Micro Canada and all the other sponsors for their continued sponsorship of the site, which helps all of this to happen. If you're intrigued or you want to hear more, The Partner Experience Tour from Ingram continues throughout the year. They'll be hosting the show in Vancouver on June 8th, Montreal October 26th, and Calgary November 16th. So if those locations are convenient for you, you can find out more on details such as venue and timing and the like at ingrammicro.ca. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week as we'll have a chat with James Chalmers, Channel Director for ESET Canada, about what the security vendor is doing in Canada, its channel strategy, and what comes next. But until then, I'm Robert Dunn for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.